Welcome back to the Launchpad. I'm Greg Bolden, and I hope you're having a great day. Today is going to be a fun day here because we're going to be doing something a little bit different. Normally, as you know, I'm talking to performers, whether they're models or actors or singers. But today, we're going to be hearing from someone from the other side of things. We're talking with Lynn Clark, who actually goes out to discover some of those people, including some of the people we've talked to before here at the Launchpad. So, Lynn, welcome to the Launchpad.
Thank you, Greg.
You are most welcome. All right, so let's just dive in. I want to start off by getting a little background. How did you get your start in the entertainment business?
Well, probably a lot like you, Greg. I know you are an actor as well, and I wanted to be an actor from a very young age. I was also a musician. So I studied the arts in college, and then after college, I landed a job as an actress for a theater company in upstate New York, and I just kind of went from there.
Nice. Okay, so at some point along the way, you sort of shifted gears from focusing on your own goals in the entertainment field to helping other people reach their goals. Tell us a little bit how that happened, that sort of switcheroo.
It's kind of not a funny story, but just kind of an ironic story, because I, in college, used to kind of make fun of people that were in the modeling industry. And actually, my best friend in college was a model from Ford in New York, and I used to make fun of her that she didn't have a real job. Mm-hmm. And then after working in the acting industry for a couple of years doing theater all over the country, I was teaching acting at a modeling school in Toledo, Ohio, and doing theater there. And I was asked to take a group of their talent to a small little convention in Cleveland, Ohio. And I accepted the challenge, knowing that I had not a clue what it took to be a model. Sure. So I invited actors and models to go to this convention in Cleveland. And lo and behold, one of the kids that I took ended up landing a part on Broadway, actually the lead of a Broadway show. And it changed my focus forever, because the feeling that I had, knowing that I had changed a young man's, like, made his dreams come true, so to speak, really, really affected me. And I wanted to do that as opposed to the constant grind of auditioning for more and more parts. I felt much more joy in helping others achieve their dreams than focusing all that attention on myself.
Sounds great. Yeah, I can see that. I can see how, you know, seeing other people reach the heights that you knew that they could must be incredibly gratifying. So what do you think prevents, I mean, we've both seen people who've gone on and reached their goals, and then we see other people, you know, along the way who maybe haven't. And what would you say are some of the things that are preventing some of those people that aren't reaching their goals? What are the roadblocks that are preventing them from reaching their goals?
I think the number one thing is lack of information and fear. I guess that's two things, not one.
Sure, sure.
But lack of information, they don't know where to go, how to do it. I mean, that's what I was faced with when I wanted to work as an actress. And I was given a list of theaters that hired young actors right out of college. And I pursued that just pretty much blindly, choosing as best I could. And I would have done so much better if I had had guidance along the way. So I think the lack of guidance in this industry is one of the biggest hurdles that young people or older people face trying to, like, realize their dreams, either as an actor, a model, singer, or dancer. And then what I said earlier, the fear of success. I worked with models over the years, and I saw it happen over and over again when they were accepted by a modeling agency in a major city, and then they were faced with, oh, I I have to go actually do this. I'm terrified. I don't want to move to a new city. I don't want to go spend some time there. I'm comfortable here in my little bubble, and I'm just going to stay right here in my little bubble. So I think it's a combination of those two things, not knowing how to do what they want to do, and also being terrified of actually taking on the challenge.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? It seems like, you know, you meet people, and I've seen it too, that tell you, and they're very convincing when they tell you that this is what they want more than anything, that they're just dying to have that goal. And then when they're faced with it, it can be kind of daunting. It's sort of surprising the roadblocks that we sometimes put in our own ways.
So, I think a lot of times too, people have really unrealistic views of what they're getting into. And when they find out that it's not all glitz and glamour, that it takes a lot of work, that they don't continue doing it. And I think they're missing the mark, because the joy that they find in whatever it is that led them to want to be a model or actor is just on the other side of that hard work. And mm-hmm. I think if they had a support system around them, they might view it differently, but it's, like you said, just so daunting that they don't.
Yeah. So would you say that some of your early experiences pursuing some of these same kinds of things has informed the way you work with other people who have, you know, have similar dreams to what you had as a younger person?
Actually, that just brought up something for me, now that you said that, that I hadn't thought of in a long time. When I first took those young people to that convention, and it was a long time ago, it was like 1989, 1990, I didn't have a clue how to help them afterwards. And I just kind of pulled up my big girl pants, mm-hmm. and I had contact information for a bunch of agents, and I was very intimidated by them, but I was like, I promised these people I would help them. So, and I'm the kind of person that doesn't like not follow through on my promises. So I made those hard phone calls and asked questions and figured out by the seat of my pants, basically, how to do this. And that was however many years ago. And now I'm kind of a walking encyclopedia of how to break into the industry.
Sure.
But back then, I was just like the performers I was working with. I didn't have a clue, but I was hell bent to figure out how to do it.
Boy, isn't that the truth? It just sort of that grit and determination. Sometimes I think grit more than anything is that most important component in, not just in the entertainment industry, but like in life in general.
Right.
It's not always the smartest person who succeeds. It's not always the prettiest, the most talented, you know, the tallest, whatever. Sometimes.
Are you saying I'm not pretty?
I wouldn't dare. No, not at all. And your hair, by the way, the other day, your hair was looking fantastic. But what I'm saying is, you know, it's that person who just won't take no for answer and just keeps plugging away and believes in themselves. And it's that grit, that determination sometimes, I think, is the most important thing.
That brings up one of the first models that it, and because he had those attributes, I think it's why I really found my way in the industry by helping him. Mm. His name is Phil Missig. It still is Phil Missig. And he was an inch too short to be a fashion model and got told no over and over again. And he was bound and determined to turn that no into a yes. So he did anything and everything, building his career and networking. And I remember a phone call from him when he was in South Beach, Miami, modeling with Ford. And he called me and said, I don't have anything in common with these people. I grew up in a small town in Ohio. I don't have a college education. How do I possibly carry on a conversation with these people? I feel so like lost. And I said, pick up a newspaper, read, make yourself somebody interesting and somebody they want to work with. And then he picked up another habit or another tool, and he would go into a booking and meet everybody there go into the bathroom and write everybody's name down in his journal or planner. And then when he would get rebooked and he'd walk into a situation and he would see everybody and he would recognize faces, but he wouldn't remember names, he would again go to the bathroom, look them up. And then when he returned, he would say, "Hey, Sally, how have you been?" And they were so impressed that he remembered them that he was a sponge and he absorbed everything he could and ended up being one of the top models in the industry. He worked with Rebecca Romaine Stamos and did the Banana Republic campaign. He walked in the Missoni campaign with supermodels in Europe. And now he's a very successful real estate agent out in Los Angeles. And I think all of his success in life is predicated on learning how to navigate this industry.
Oh, it's brilliant. Those are such great tips. Yeah, people like to feel special.
Right.
You know, anything you can do to make other people feel special, they appreciate it. So through your career, I mean, you mentioned earlier that you started and you were taking people to conventions back in 89, 90. I know over the years you've worked with a lot of different companies, big and small. And now today you're working with Launch Showcase and doing scouting for them and bringing people to the Launch Showcase. Of all the places that you could have worked and have worked with, why have you selected Launch Showcase as the best way to help other people reach their goals?
Well, thank you, Greg, for identifying like all the companies I worked with. I scouted first Storm London. That was my first agency, which is, they're probably one of the most prominent agencies in the fashion industry. They discovered Kate Moss. They were later purchased by Richard Branson, the billionaire that is going into space and other projects, right, that own Virgin Atlantic and all that. So highly successful modeling agency in London. And then I worked for agencies in Italy and in Paris. And then I really kind of found my way when I was scouting for Saint Duan, which is an agency in Tokyo. Mm-hmm. And then after that, Donna Tokyo. And I was partnering with one of the top women in the industry. Her name is Lorraine, and she works at IMG. And the two of us worked together, and I kind of learned my way doing that. And so I knew what the best of the best was and the best people. And when we all kind of assembled to find a better way in the industry, and I was invited to scout for Launch, it seemed like the perfect marriage of all my different worlds, like my acting background, my music background, my background as a fashion scout, my connections in the industry with really good people that I met along the way at different searches and different conventions over the years, that quite a few have gone away. And I knew there wasn't an effective way to get people in the industry. What I was doing before that was one person at a time, and that's grueling. And like you said earlier, not everybody like follows through and does it. So right. Transitioning into working for multiple agencies, scouting for them to bring people to them in a showcase setting like Launch. And the other aspect of Launch that really like attracted me to the idea is how small they keep their numbers and how effective that is in getting results for the young people that I'm scouting, or older people. Sure. I'm old, so I call everybody young people. But I just felt like it was the perfect world and the perfect coming together of both the agents from the modeling and acting world, and also dance and vocal world, music, and also finding the very best talent and being very selective, because you can only invite up to like 200 people to come to any Launch Showcase. So you have to be really, really, really alert as to the people that you're bringing on to present to all of these agents. And I just think it's a perfect marriage of networking. And also because they've made themselves not a competition. So it works perfectly to aid in the environment that they're stepping into is they create alliances and networks amongst the talent and the parents and everybody that's there, even the staff that comes in and works on launch, which is compiled mostly of former launch participants that have found great success, and also some parents that fell in love with the platform of launch. So it's just, it's so easy that it just makes it all work, because every element of launch seems to lend itself to getting people discovered in the best way.
Sounds great. I mean, the thing that I keep hearing over and over again, I've experienced it myself, and then from the other people that I've talked to and interviewed who are past participants, everybody's always talking about it in a family setting. Over and over again, I hear people describe it as a family and a family event, and you know, which goes along with what you were talking about those connections and those links that that people make, which is, you know, that's really exciting.
Right. And also for me, if I'm going to invest 100% of my time and energy into working with a company, I want it to feel good too. I want to be part of that family. And the relationships that I have made over the years with Launch, with both you and Steve and the other people that put Launch together, along with the staff of actors and singers and models and dancers and their parents that work on Launch, and then couple that with the amazing scouts that come in to find talent, it's just this really satisfying way to spend my time working with such great people in such a, like you said, a family feeling. I really feel like these people are there for me, and they've actually showed that over the years. So I just think it's such a perfect mix of all those elements that create something super special that I think likes attract is what I'm, long story short, trying to say. And the people that come to Launch are all in it for the right reasons.
Oh, how wonderful. How fortunate. So many people, I'm sure there's a lot of people feeling very jealous right now because so many people don't get the opportunity to work in a similar kind of environment. So
right.
Fortunate we are. Okay,
yes.
So you've helped a lot of people reach their goals. Any fun stories you want to share of some of those people that you've worked with in the past?
Sure. One person in particular, he is now one of my scouting partners. I was asked to go to a little model search in Des Moines, Iowa, back, it was when Jason was 19. I think he's late 30s now, so 20 years ago. Is my math right, Greg? You're much better at math than I am.
And I have a calculator next to me, but sounds about right.
And Jason was just amazing and beautiful and self-motivated. And he went to Italy with the agency I was scouting for and had a huge career as a fashion model. And then fast forward to when Launch was put together and we were put in place to both scout together. And it was just so ironic that our careers started where I scouted him, and now we're working together to scout talent.
Oh, that's great.
And then that also goes forward to Steve Jasger that works at Launch. I was involved with helping his career as an actor, took him to a small event, which he excelled at, and he moved to New York, hit the ground running because he had a talent agent in place, and never knew the struggles that the actors that we come in contact with on the road run across, because he didn't experience that. He just started auditioning and working immediately when he moved to New York.
How fun. That's great that that people that are now coworkers are people that you helped helped guide along the way and then have transitioned, you know, perhaps inspired by the things that you did early on for them in their career and now.
And it's actually how we met too. We met at a similar thing eons ago.
Yes.
And we were both teenagers, right? And now we have an amazing relationship and work together. So they're not particularly funny stories. They're just, I think they're ironic that, and it opens up your eyes. I think of the book, The Road Less Traveled, to look around you as you're walking through your career and the steps you take, because the people around you are going to affect your life even more so than the people that you're striving to meet, like the agents and the managers or the production companies or the directors. It's the fellow actors and the people that you meet along the way that probably will open doors for you that you didn't know that you needed opened or wanted opened.
Right. What a fantastic guidance and tip. That's a great, great idea. And that leads me to my last question, which is, I like to end each of these interviews asking, you know, for a life lesson that you learned along the way that you can share with people. Is there maybe listening and starting out right now and wondering how they reach their dreams? Is there a piece of it? You've given great advice already. Is there one more piece of advice you'd like to share with people?
Well, I'm going to steal a little bit of advice from my scouting partner, Jason, who always tells people, do one to three things every day that gets you further to your goals, whether it's memorizing a script, whether it's taking an improv class, whether it's working on your vocals, whether it's practicing in the dance studio, whatever it happens to be. If you're a model, working on your photography skills, strengthening your portfolio, do one thing every day. And also, my tip is keep a journal so you can keep yourself on track and working towards those goals. And surround yourself with incredibly positive people. I think that's one of the biggest hurdles, especially young actors and probably older actors too, that people in their peripheral world are not necessarily supportive. Maybe they're jealous. Maybe they're just don't understand what it is that you're doing. So find people, and that's, I think, why launch works, because you find your people at launch. But find people that you can surround yourself with that support your dreams and not tear your dreams down.
Great advice. I love this idea too about journaling and writing things down. I remember my father always used to say that, you know, if you have a dream, once you write it down, it moves from being a dream to a goal.
Oh, that's beautiful, Greg.
It becomes something more that you're focused towards. Well, this was so much fun. Thank you so much for chatting with me today. And sharing your wisdom and experience with people. I know that it will continue to help motivate people towards reaching their goals.
That's what I love. So
yeah, that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah.
And so that's this episode of the Launchpad. Lynn, have a great day, and I look forward to
seeing you
again soon.
Cool. I'll talk to you soon. Waste no time.